Hello, welcome to the podcast. And we have chocolate, quality streets indeed.
We do.
In the studio.
There'll only be like the rubbish ones left. Oh no.
No, there's some good ones left. What is your favourite quality street?
There's a toffee, the longer. So, I don't know
longer
what they're called.
The
sort of
the little
those
silver
ones.
Yeah,
they silver.
No silver.
They glow. They're sort of orangey coloured, sort of long stick things like batons, but
completely not silver. Yeah, gold indeed. Yeah, there's one of that. I have one. That's the only one that's left.
You're the only one left. Oh no.
There's a couple.
Oh good.
There's a couple.
Good. But I don't have the last one.
Yeah,
I mean,
help yourself.
I'll eat this and I won't be able to speak.
The problem was, when I was younger, I didn't like any sort of caramel or anything that wasn't basically just chocolate, just straight chocolate. So the only things I could have were the green triangles, and that was it in a Quality Streets thing. It wasn't too good. How is it for you, anyway?
It's all right.
Is it okay?
It's all right, yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah, well, that will shut Ben up for the rest of the...
You just get an annoying sort of chewing noise, aren't you?
Anyway, a little while back, a few minutes ago, indeed, we were at the pub, and just before we headed for the studio to record the podcast, Ben used the facilities. Are you done masticating?
No.
No, he's still masticating.
No, it takes me a long time.
Mm. Well, just let me know when you're done, all right? Anyway, he went to the toilet. And describe it.
Creepy is what
you,
it was.
You describe it.
I walked up, right, because they're upstairs, which is an inconvenient place to put a toilet.
Mm. We've issued a complaint.
Have we?
Yep. But no. I have.
Okay. Well, we got upstairs, and kind of as I was going upstairs, I heard that someone moving around inside the gents' toilet.
Yeah.
Right? It definitely wasn't coming from the ladies' toilet, which is next door. Definitely wasn't.
Definitely man sound.
Well, it wasn't a man sound. It was just definitely coming from that room.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, because it wasn't muffled from walls or anything.
Yeah.
And so, I sort of walked in. I thought, okay, there's someone else there. Had a look around. No one in there.
No one there.
On the way, toilet roll, right?
Yeah.
That was horizontal.
Horizontal. It was suspended in midair.
Somehow, yeah. I think it'd been twisted in some way, somehow.
Yeah.
Against the door of a cubicle in such a way so that it was dead horizontal.
Oh, how odd.
It was really weird.
Yeah, yeah. So as you were urinating, did you feel a sort of presence about you or?
No, but I felt very paranoid. I was looking around like, what the hell?
Okay. Who's looking at me? Who's here? Yeah, maybe it was just hit behind the door.
I even thought about behind the door.
Yeah, did you look?
I looked sort of I didn't deliberately look underneath. I could see underneath. No, but also, the doors were too open for anyone to fit in there.
Mm.
So it was weird. It was creepy.
Well, it is a ghost. We know that. You know, it's the paranormal. Are you a believer? Do you think it could have been some sort of malign force?
Well, I don't know. It was definitely something.
Yeah, yeah, indeed. Indeed. Wow. You know,
there you
go. Paranormal's all sort of spooky in that, isn't it?
It is.
Ah! Oh, the paranormal. I've never had a paranormal experience. I don't think.
You don't think?
No. Problem is, I don't have cats. So, therefore, I'm unable to have a paranormal experience, I think.
What?
Well, because everybody who reports, you know, there's been some sounds in the night. There's been some... We do have cats, but they're very well behaved.
Yeah.
They never even, you know, they just lie asleep all night, clearly. Yeah. Yeah. So
I'm not saying there was a cat in the gents' toilets. There definitely was not a cat.
There might have been.
There was. I would have noticed a cat.
It might be hidden in the toilet bowl. You don't know. Anyway, we were having a discussion earlier about art, about you know, it's a topic that I like indeed. And in fact, Damien Hirst, he currently has a little exhibition, quite a big exhibition at the Tate Modern that we saw.
Really?
Well, when we went to visit London, we went to the Tate Modern. and I showed you that. At the time, they were showing that film in there.
Oh, yeah, that was rubbish.
That Ben hated, but I thought was quite good.
That was rubbish.
But now Damien Hirst, he has a selection of pieces of work that he's drawn throughout his career, or made throughout his career.
It must have taken him a really long time.
He just acquired them and put them all
acquired.
In.
They're not even his. He's just acquired them. Oh, this cheat. He's a cheater.
And then in the massive turbine hall where they were showing
that
film.
Turbines.
There once were turbines, but now it's just art.
Oh, that's rubbish.
There was, you know, that skull he made out of diamonds. That's in there.
He didn't make that.
He did.
No, he didn't.
He made it.
No, he didn't.
Or he got people to make it for him.
Yeah.
But it was his idea.
No, it wasn't. He stole it from those people that made those crystal skulls.
The crystal skull merchandisers, you know, because they've been selling those for years, haven't they?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's the massive, massive hall. It's huge, and it's just got a tiny little skull.
It's not that huge.
Right in the middle. It is quite big.
No.
It's rather not. Large.
No. For I expected big. When we went to the Tate Modern, you said it was a huge. I expected bigger.
Were you expecting
it? The lead up to the hall is huge. It's kind of, I mean, does that count? There's the balcony bit
It's
the whole thing.
It's the whole thing.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Of course it is.
No, well,
why wouldn't it include the balcony? There's a balcony in the hall, therefore the balcony...
Yeah, but the balcony doesn't have to be part of the hall.
Of course it is. Well, it's in the hall.
Well, it's not in the hall.
It's in the hall, therefore it is part of the hall.
It's looking at the hall.
No, but it's over the hall.
And then there's the hall
behind you. Oh, right, you thought the wall, the space between the wall and the hall...
Yeah, I thought that the wall...
That's about the size of a tennis court.
Exactly.
That's not going to be the hall, is it?
Forgive me for thinking that a wall, a thing built to divide rooms, actually divided the room.
Yeah, but it's not... dividing the room. It was at the end of the room.
Well, it's because it was enough for a balcony to fit on it. It's like another room looking onto a room.
You are clueless.
If you have a squash court and a balcony above it, that balcony is not in the squash. It's not in the same room.
You're just a rubbish human. Yeah, but the thing is, the hall's going to continue.
It's badly designed.
It's going to continue under the balcony as well.
No, because there's a wall there. There's a fucking wall.
He hasn't got a clue, has he?
There's a wall in the way.
If you were cultured.
There is a wall.
Most people know.
Walls divide things.
There's one wall,
there's a wall
at the end. There's one wall at the end of the hall, right, which was having the thing projected on it. There was a
balcony.
And there
was another wall underneath where we were standing.
Mm?
There was a what we were standing on,
no,
the balcony. There was a wall. There was a fucking staircase going through it.
Yeah, it was a staircase going through it, but there wasn't a dividing
wall. But there was a wall. There was a wall there.
Yeah, there wasn't a full-on wall dividing the whole room.
Well, there was a slight hole in it with a doorway for the stairs, but there was a wall.
This is going nowhere.
There was
it's
a dividing
massive
wall.
It's just a massive hall with a staircase in it. I don't know what its problem is. If
there
you were
was
cultured,
a dividing wall. There were two rooms.
I don't even
there were
care.
Two rooms.
I'm telling you that it's a massive turbine hall.
You're wrong.
Because
there's a wall in the
because
way.
Because it used to be a power station. Anyway, if you're cultured, you know these things.
If walls mean nothing to you.
Most people know these things.
Walls mean things. Walls mean division.
Anyway, you were saying about how... well, do you consider Damien Hirst an artist then?
No.
You don't consider him an artist?
No.
Well, you're
I'm angry now.
I know you're angry. Yeah, but... Yeah, but...
You don't respect walls.
Hey, I was talking to you earlier about how something can be rubbish art, but it's still art, right? So you might not think that Damien Hirst is a good artist. You might think that he's rubbish, but it's still art, okay?
Doesn't mean he's an artist.
Therefore, he's an artist. Yeah, but if someone
describes themselves as an artist, I hate them.
Hang on.
You can
hate them. That's fine. That's fine. You can hate whoever you want. But if somebody is, on principle, creating art, then they are an artist.
Yeah, but they're not allowed to refer to themselves as an artist.
But says you.
Yeah, says me.
Yeah, but then what? How else are they going to refer to themselves?
As a sculptor or a musician or a painter or a drawist.
But then some people can't be defined as any of those things. Because Damien Hirst, he just creates pieces of work. Sometimes they're paintings, sometimes they're quite a lot of the time they're not even made by him. He's commissioned
them. Well, then he's
an idiot. Yeah, yeah, but he's still got to be something, and he is an artist.
No, he's not allowed to be something.
But he's got to be, because he's got so much money.
Well, that doesn't mean anything.
He's just basking in the... But he has to have a profession. He has to have... and that is therefore
why
the label.
Why should he have a profession? Why should anyone have a profession?
Well,
shut up.
Well, maybe no one should. But he has acquired his fortune through doing something. He has acquired his fortune through doing art. Therefore, he is an artist.
No, he's not allowed to say he's an artist.
He can't call himself one.
No, he's not allowed to call himself an artist.
Well, you were saying earlier, right, that
right.
A painter... If someone, they have to be referred to as a paint. If they paint pictures, they should refer to themselves as a painter.
Yep.
But then I was saying that a painter is someone who paints walls.
But if someone paints walls, then they are a painter and decorator. That's it. They have to refer to themselves as a decorator.
They're not actually decorating.
They are.
Yeah, but maybe they're maybe an artist painter who paints on a canvas. They're decorating. They're decorating a piece of canvas, aren't they?
Yeah, but they're not decorating.
It's the same principle.
No, it isn't. No, they are not a decorator. They are just.
But someone who paints a wall is not decorating necessarily.
They are.
Well, maybe they are, but
they are
still. Painter refers to they shouldn't have to say painter and decorator because they are painter.
They should.
Well, therefore, a painter and an artist should refer to themselves as a painter and an artist based on that logic.
Well, no.
Based on that logic,
no, they shouldn't.
Yeah, no. They should. If you're saying that a decorator. Is and a painter, you know, you have to refer to the both of them.
Well, that's only there for so you can discriminate between the two.
Exactly the same.
If someone says a painter and artist, that's just
artist is just a description. It's someone who creates a piece of art.
Yeah, but artist is far more sort of. I mean, someone who is a decorator can be an artist.
Mm, arguably,
so artist is more general, and so I don't. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Yeah, you can't use that. Decorator is,
however,
selective enough for it to work.
However, you would not normally consider a decorator an artist. Yes, you could.
Well, you would.
In extreme circumstances, they are creating a piece of art. In most cases...
They are designing something aesthetically pleasing, therefore they are artists.
Yes, but it's not really considered a piece of art. If you walk into a room that has been decorated, you will not acknowledge it as a piece of art. If you see a painting, you will acknowledge that as a piece of art, which has something to grasp from, which has something to extract meaning from. A painted room, it might be well painted, but there's no meaning there, normally.
Well no, because it's... Art is designed to be as shut up. hang on.
Come on.
My brain died for a minute there. Right.
Okay.
Right. Hang on. Oh God. Shut up. You're wrong.
It's all right. You know, you can. Okay, let's try and argue the other way. Yeah, well, a decorated room might be... Someone might walk into a decorated room and see that there's art there. They might extrapolate meaning. They might go, yeah, I can feel something, which makes it art. Because art is just the thing that you experience. You know, you walk into somewhere, you might see a plant. You might consider that as art. You might see a decorated room as art. So anything can be art. Why are you arguing that an artist is a thing?
Wait, we've swapped over now, haven't we?
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to say that. That's exactly what I was going to say. I mean, you know, I mean, if you hadn't been so cocky and arrogant and just taken those words from me, then that's exactly what I would have said.
I know, damn me, you know, just...
Yeah, you just beat me to the punch, you
I'm
bastard.
Just a thief, aren't I? Anyway, let's have a... I reckon... These green ones are nice. These green quality streets.
Are they?
Because it's just like solid chocolate.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Are they, I thought it was the green triangles that were...
Yeah, but these are new. They never used to have these ones. Because they're...
Because they already had the colour green.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think some people just didn't like the truffly bit. And the main chocolate. The main chocolate bit.
I think they should wrap them all. Sort of in the same colour, and all look the same, so no one can tell. It's like a Russian roulette deal.
It's like actually, you know, mystery.
You don't know what you're gonna get. It's like what Revels were supposed to be, but you could always tell because they're all different shapes.
Are the worst Why have they caught on?
I wonder what it is. It's like one of those minstrels, which is like an oval shape.
So. I don't get what their unique selling point is, because you can So say that you were pitching this to a sweet manufacturer. So they're all chocolate. You don't know which ones are which, but then you clearly do know which ones are which, apart from the orange ones and the coffee ones. But then there's clear Maltesers and minstrels. And ones that are a bit bigger that are something else.
Well, raisin. The raisin ones as well, yeah.
Yeah. It's just that it's the oddest concept I've ever encountered. But Matt and Ben Podcast 2 will be coming back sponsored by Revels next season.
Yeah, great.
We love Revels and all
it
sorts
it
of...
It won't. We just made that clear.
Definitely
no.
not.
No. We're not going to be done for false advertising.
However, Revels did advertise with comedy people briefly. Products go through. Well, that's referring to this as comedy, which I've...
It's not.
Far
it's not
off.
Funny.
Far, far off.
You have to be funny for it to be
comedy. Yeah, I know. Two people arguing. How is that?
It's not funny.
How is that
no,
in any
two
way?
Two people arguing is not funny.
Mm.
Yeah.
But my point is, Revels, they did sponsor comedy for quite a long time, and then they've kind of dropped off it. And it's a point that people just sort of cling on to comedy, like Foster's. They've just sort of attached themselves to comedy. And apparently Foster's drinkers like comedy.
Do they? No, they don't.
Yeah, no, they don't.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, I drink Foster's and I hate comedy.
All kinds of comedy.
I hate it actively. Actively hate it. I am against comedy in all its forms.
Damn people with their branding. Ew. Stop it with your branding brush. However, I was admiring the brand of Coffee One today.
Why?
I thought that they do it really well. I like going into a place and acknowledging that acknowledging their feeling of the shop, and that there's a brand there, and that things are consistent within that brand. And I think Coffee One do that very well.
I see. So you like going to where things? Well, I mean, McDonald's are fairly consistent.
Mm. But then I kind of admire their marketing. At least, you know, I think they do that pretty quite well. Mm. The actual marketing, though, that I admire more than anything else is this website, right? It's called... Oh, God, I can't remember.
I wonder where this is going.
It's... Oh, I can't...
I wonder if the people listening have got this yet.
It's bbc.co.uk.
Yeah.
They do really great. Also, mattandben.net. That's a brilliant
website.
That one's
more obvious. You know, I mean, if you forgot that, then you're an idiot.
Oh, yeah, I know. I mean, but everyone thought I was going to say mattandben.net. So
no, I was going with BBC.
So, I mean, it's... I think it's quite good.
Yeah, great. How do we get onto this now?
I don't know.
Well,
I've got the essence. I shouldn't have had that chocolate now. Yes.
Chocolate.
And I need...
Savour it. Yeah, savour it. Chocolate's nice. Chocolate is your friend.
Eat a wee.
Oh, for crying out loud.